It's Pella knocking off Ballard 29-17. If we're ready for you, head coach Jay McKinstry joining us here. What a way to kick off the 2024 season. Your Dutch score 20 unanswered points late in the third quarter to the fourth quarter as Pella will win. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee with Coach McKinstry. And young team, an experienced team. It showed at times, but at the end of the day, they really outplayed Ballard, especially in that fourth quarter, and earned this win.
Thanks, Andrew. That was so cool watching our guys in the second half, especially late in a game like that with a young team. And being down the way we were and being able to answer and keep fighting. And the truth is, Andrew, Ballard's really good. They're a very physical football team. They have some dudes out there that are really good football players. And, you know, Five's back from last year and Eight is, and they're really good. The quarterback's back, and they're very physical. That was a physical game, and our kids had to learn to grow up fast in that game and learn to play physical and fast. And I was just, like you said, I was really just so proud of our kids in the second half, you know, being down 17-9, and then we kept fighting and had some good things happen, and then to be able to take the lead and then finish the game that we did is a great thing for our kids.
Well, and the old adage in football is turnovers and penalties, right? Those are two areas you really watch and concern. Your guys, for the most part, were really disciplined tonight. That was a big improvement from the scrimmage, and more importantly, took advantage of some turnovers and ended up scoring, I think, on three of the four.
Yeah, you know, you're right. At the start of the game, I got turned off of that and scored off of that one. And you're right, it's a big thing, and it's good to see us on the plus side of that. And especially, I don't know the penalties, but I feel like we probably had less than they did. And you know, typically in the past, if you look at our stats for the season stats over the years, and it could happen this year yet too. Even when we won the state titles and stuff, we had like probably 300 more penalty yards than any other team we played, and I can show you that. But so for our kids to do what they did tonight, limit our mistakes and penalties, and take care of the football the way we did, that went a long way to helping us win this game. Yes.
Emmanuel Deers is hard to take down, Jay, and that was really fun to watch, and he was our pick for player of the game. Clearly the pick six was the exclamation point. When you needed a big play tonight, Emmanuel stepped up.
He's a really good football player, Andrew. I'm sure he frustrates the opposing players because you think you have him tackled, you think you have him down, and the next thing you know, he's running downfield 20 more yards, and he keeps fighting. He has got such good balance, and he's got such good, you know, awareness, and he's just a talented young man, and I'm glad he plays for our football team.
A couple of big plays in the scope of things. You get down 10-6 in the first half, able to get a three and out on Ballard. Nate Warner with a block punt. That was the other turnover we marked. That pushed Ballard. It gets you into the red zone right away, and next thing you know, you're able to get 3 points. I know you wanted the touchdown there, but that was a little bit of a momentum break there, right? Because if they end up pinning you back deep, you get a three and out, Ballard comes down and scores before the half, and you're in real trouble.
It is. You know, and that field goal is big. You're right. It was a big play. And I said, like I said in our pregame interview, that the special teams is going to be a big factor. They're uncertain this year. And it's easy to knock that field goal in, Tyson to make that and keep him out. And just all the rest of the special teams, I thought we played pretty well. And we took care of the football, and we played pretty good, just solid special teams. And I think that made a big difference. Like you said, you know, we got the blocked punt, you know, and Ballard turned the ball a little bit over. They had more penalties. And so I think, you know, you're probably right. It probably went a long ways in helping us win this football game.
Here with Pella head coach Jay McKinstry, this interview powered by Hy-Vee. Dutch defeat the Bombers in a fun game here, 29-17, the final score. And when you talk about a young team, you have a quarterback who's seen a lot of football action, but first ever varsity start in Colin Curran. And again, a lot of things that you'll be working on this week with him, I'm sure, in terms of improvement. But when the game was on the line and when you needed him most, game-winning drive there, he scores a touchdown and had a couple of critical third-down conversions.
You know, Colin is just he's just raw at playing quarterback. He's a very good athlete, very talented young man, and you know, it'll be fun to watch him grow throughout this year. It really will. You know, we've had quarterbacks in the past that one named Nick Finney that, you know, had to grow up a little bit too in the first couple games when he took over his senior year. And, you know, he kept getting better, and it was fun watching him grow. And I think we're going to see the same thing from Colin, and we're excited to see him continue to grow. And like I said, you know, I appreciate the other guys out there that our offensive line will continue to grow, and that will help Colin even be better. And the other guys, and you know, it's a learning experience for everybody tonight, even our coaching staff. You know, just we're learning too, as far as what kind of football team we are, who we are, and trying to figure out where our identity is, and then for us to, you know, get out there and coach the game the way we need. You know, we can get better too as coaches, and we hope our players will, you know, certainly improve. And so you're right, but we're excited about watching our guys improve throughout the year and just keep progressing.
Another couple quick plays, top of mind. Lake Calman with a leaping interception. That was another big play with, you know, Ballard kind of getting some momentum there in the second half in the third quarter. He's able to snag that out of the air. Used all 6'4 of his frame to get to that one. Harry Mullins with a really nice catch over the middle on the third down conversion. We knew the strength of this team was going to be the skill players, and a lot of them showed up tonight. We already talked about Emmanuel and Colin, but really the rest of that wide receiving corps is a matchup nightmare when they're all healthy on the field.
It is. You know, with Tyson, and they were double-teaming Tyson all night, and they were trying – they kept sliding over to him, and Harrison did a great job tonight. It was a great touchdown catch early on. It was fun to – you know, getting close to the end zone. And But big, big plays. And you're right, Bailey got the big touchdown catch down there, and, you know, we got some guys that can make plays, and, you know, Ian Colin, and they've just – they're going to be – good. And again, it's just keeping developing them and find out what our identity is and try and find ways to try and control the football. You know, things can look good in practice, but that's why it's great to be out here on the field tonight to see what defenses are going to do and how we can maybe better attack. And we can learn too as coaches, and hopefully we'll just keep getting better and become a more diverse football team and being able to you know, really try and attack teams differently.
And now, I can't remember the last time, and maybe I'm just misremembering, a 1-0 start. You get a win. It's a huge momentum burst, especially in a season where you have a lot of tough playoff teams ahead of you, and Ballard may be one of those. They're a really good football team, but, man, 1-1, 1-0 always feels it's a little bit better than 0-1.
Andrew, it feels great. You know, we haven't won the first game since 2019.
Yeah.
And we've had some good football teams. We lost one game by one, and our 2020 team was really good. And just had a tough game against DCG that night, but no, we'll be even right there. You know, last year we were heading the fourth quarter, so we were so close. That's why I'm so excited for these kids to get the win tonight. I'm really grateful and thankful that they were able to get it done. And you're right, it makes that Labor Day weekend feel a whole lot better, and gets exciting and gives some momentum going into our first home game next week.
And that's the other part of this, too. And we're not knocking Keokuk in any way, but a team that you beat pretty handily a season ago, especially with a big second half. Opportunity knocks now to be a 2-0 team heading into a tougher stretch after. Keokuk is a game I know you're not overlooking, but clearly opportunity is in front of this team that if you play well, 2-0 is on the horizon. And, boy, that's got to be exciting, right, to be playing week-to-week football. Now, the important part is, Coach, got to improve, get better, and play well on Friday.
We do. And, you know, Keokuk, their quarterback is really good.
Yeah,
you know, for what he's back, and he is an extremely good quarterback. And one of the receivers is back. They're good. I mean, there's no hands down about it. I mean, this is they lost all their linemen, and that was hurt them last year a little bit. They had a good football team. They finished 5-4, but those linemen had to play both ways the whole game.
Yeah,
and they, you know, we wore them out at the end of the game, but they could have been up on us 14-0. Thankfully, we were able to stop and make only 10-0 from the start, and they had a big pick. You know, Jack took it all the way down to the 1-foot line. Without those plays, big things, you know, that could have been a long night down at Keokuk. They're good enough. And so, you know, anytime a team's got a quarterback playmaker like that, we certainly need to pay attention. And I'm sure there's some new energy in there. You know, they got a new coach, and I'm sure they're excited about that. But you're right, we're excited to be at home and be going into that game 1-0, and I think our kids hopefully will have a good week to keep improving.
Of course, at Ron and Joy Skipper Stadium, for those listening, that'll be this season, this fall. Pella, again, final score 29-17 over Ballard. That's head coach Jay McKinstry. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Jay, always a pleasure. Trevor, we'll get to see you next week, so thank you. I'll take a little vacation away, finally some time away, and I'll see you at homecoming.
Sounds great. Thanks, Andrew.